Bonjour à tous, c'est le Doc dans 213 Rock. On va tout de suite rejoindre Arag, Melodica et ses invités. Le groupe Amaranth, Elise Ride, Olaf Mork sont en direct pour vous sur Vinyl Time dans 213 Rock. Arag, m'entends-tu ?
Ouais, bonsoir. Comment vas-tu, Olivier ? Salut, ça va ?
Eh bien, bonjour à tout le monde. Say hello to Elise and Olaf.
Ouais, Welcome today on 213 Rock.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone.
It's very nice to join you.
Ouais, donc tu vois, je suis avec donc Elise et Olaf, on est sur Paris. Donc ils sont là à Paris donc pour présenter le nouvel album qui sortira le 2 octobre prochain, qui s'appellera Manifest notamment. Donc en fait, Amaranth est prêt donc à nous faire découvrir ses nouvelles chansons dès cet automne. Et donc ils ont déjà annoncé la date de leur 6e album studio. Ouais, ça va être ouf quoi, en tout cas. Ça va être ouf parce qu'il y a quand même 2 singles qui sont sortis, notamment. Il y a eu Do or Die, et d'ailleurs, ils en ont profité à l'époque avec la tournée avec Sabaton et Apocalyptica. Et ensuite, il y a eu le titre viral qu'on écoutera juste à la sortie d'interview. En tout cas, c'est juste génial quoi. So, Elisolof, how are you?
We are doing absolutely fantastic, especially now since we are talking to you.
Okay, it's very nice to see you again. It's lovely to be in Paris also.
Amazing.
It's great to hear you today on 213 Rock, Rev Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio, right? Yeah, awesome. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. So, first question. You were on tour with Sabaton and Apocalyptica. At that time, you released the song called Do or Die. It's produced in collaboration with Angela Dosso, former singer of Apocalyptica, and your management.
Yeah.
What a good track. What a good killer track.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're really heavy. Amaranth back to the really roots, heavy.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in friends with our inner heaviness. So yes, we are back in business. But it was so amazing to have a duet with Angela Gosso, I have to say. She's been a very good role model for women like myself in this metal scene. And she's brutal and badass and... it's so nice that we were the first people releasing a single with her after her. She's been gone from the live stage for 9 years.
As long as we have existed. So that's a really cool thing. But yeah, it was a great pleasure to have her on the track. And it was actually her idea with the lyrics, the concept of the video. And we just happened to have a great track for it. So yeah, that was fantastic collaboration.
Ouais, comme tu vois, tu l'as entendu, Olivier, hein, la collaboration a été fantastique avec Angela Gosso. Ça fait quand même 9 ans qu'elle n'avait pas fait de traces vinyle, de traces de disques, de chansons, etc. Vraiment, ça a été superbe. Ils ont passé un grand moment. D'ailleurs, le titre, hein, le dit par lui-même, Do or Die, en fait. Et moi, ça m'a rappelé le début du groupe à l'époque avec Hunger quand c'est arrivé. Ça a fait boum. Ça a été un titre qui blastait directement, quoi. Et ça tuait, quoi. Voilà. C'est ça, c'est le son Amaranth. C'est le son 2020 aujourd'hui. C'est des grosses guitares. Ça tue une voix claire et belle au possible, donc franchement c'est top.
Ouais, I said Oh Die remind me Hunger because it's a good great riff guitar, strong music, really heavy in vein of when Amaranth start the market.
Yeah, it's a little bit like this. I mean, Amaranth has always been about the contrast, so obviously you need something really heavy in the bottom. And also, just like you said in French, some beautiful clean singing on top of it. So it's always been about the contrast, and we've found those a bit heavier contrast.
Ouais.
Recently, I would say.
Ouais, donc comme effectivement, il est d'accord sur ce que je viens de dire. Hein. Effectivement, le titre Do or Die, c'est puissant. Ça, comme je te dis encore, ça rappelle effectivement Hunger, les débuts du groupe lorsqu'ils sont rentrés sur le marché en 2011. Et ouais, ça déchire. Quoi. C'est le son, quoi. C'est le son Amaranth 2020. Ils ont vraiment assuré sur ce coup-là, quoi. After listening to this album, the best sound of Amaranth are inside of the new album. The best sound. There is some good vibe, some good guitars, clear voice, great production. You did. You include all your experience during 10 years, something like that.
Oh.
And the new album, I think people will be surprised.
Mm-hmm. We are very much looking forward to see what people like about this album. But it's a very good start that we are feeling ourselves that we really put everything we had into this album, and it felt. Very inspiring to write, you know, all these songs, especially after coming back home from an arena tour with Sabaton and Apocalyptica. I mean, that was just like, we we were filled with so much inspiration. So I think that's also one of the reasons why the album got a little bit more towards the heavy and more like full body sound, you know.
Yeah, and we were also happy to work with Jacob Hansen again, who took this production to the next level. He could tell instantly from the demos, you know, and the way that we were approaching the first recordings that, okay, this needs a really heavy drum sound, you know, a really heavy guitar sound and everything. So that was one of our ambitions, just like you said, was to bring back the heavy.
Ouais, comme il le dit, hein. Donc en fait, il y a une production massive. Ils l'ont fait au naturel au possible. Il y a un vrai son de batterie, des guitares et tout déchirant en tout cas dans ce disque. Donc j'ai vraiment hâte que le public découvre cet album, quoi. J'ai vraiment hâte qu'ils écoutent d'autres titres. Il y a aussi des surprises dans ce disque, notamment. D'ailleurs, on va y revenir d'ici quelques instants, puisque il y a quand même la chanteuse de Battle Beast, Noura Loïmo, qui est à l'intérieur, qui chante avec Elise. Et ouais, ça envoie, quoi. Ça envoie très très fort. Finally, Amaranth, it's a very complete experience, but it's in constant evolution.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's how we feel that we need it to be as well. We would not want to just copy ourselves, do the same things over again. We try to really find new inspiration for each album. And as we grow older and we have new experiences, the world is changing. It's really hard to stay away from all this kind of inspiration, I think, to change.
Exactly, and especially a band like Amaranth that was very different, you know, already from the first Hunger single back in the days where we met you for the first time, Harry, mm-hmm. by the way. Then if you're that kind of a different band already from the beginning, I think it's extra important just, you know, not to stay still, but to be constantly evolving. So that's definitely the core of Amaranth's philosophy.
Ouais, alors tu vois Olivier, en fait le truc c'est que Amaranth, en fait, par rapport à leur début, ils ont beaucoup progressé, notamment dans l'écriture aussi. Ils ont testé de nouvelles idées sur le disque. Le groupe a totalement modifié certains sons et le rendu beaucoup plus naturel. Et ouais, sur ce disque ils ont mis 10 ans d'expérience et je pense que le public va s'en rendre compte, quoi. Vraiment, ils vont s'en rendre compte. C'est un très gros disque qui va arriver à la rentrée. Ça va blaster à fond, quoi. Ça va taper, quoi. Je pense que ça va être assez fort.
On a hâte de l'écouter, en tout cas.
Ouais, on a vraiment, ouais, effectivement, quoi. Moi, ce que j'ai hâte, c'est que le public écoute ça et qu'il nous le réclame, quoi. Tu vois, à l'antenne, quoi. On veut du Amaranth, quoi.
On veut Amaranth.
I said, I can't wait for the crowd of your fans listen to the new album and they will recreate your songs on the radio station. That's the word.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we really hope they will. And thank you so much for playing Amaranth already now. It's really nice.
Yeah, thank you for the support as always, Eric. It will be very interesting to see what people think and also see how they react on live shows as well.
Yes, of course. Your fans can also find Noura Loïmo from Battle Beast as a guest.
Oops.
From Strong. Sorry. No, I said.
Thank you, Elise.
J'ai fait tomber mon micro. Your fans can also find Noura Loïmo from Battle Beast as a guest for the song called Strong. Yes, it's a good idea. Yeah.
Thanks.
Woman for woman. Power metal.
Exactly. No, but it's a fantastic, empowering song, actually. From my perspective, you have maybe two of the best, I won't say female singers, two of the best singers in metal right now. So it was really, really exciting to work with her. Also, the single is going to be out next Friday. No, actually, on this Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
So 5 days. Oh, yeah. So I hope you guys are looking forward to that.
Okay. Okay. Donc, imagine, Olivier, il y a quand même deux grosses chanteuses en ce moment de métal qui sont sur un même titre. T'as quand même Elise Reed et t'as Noura Loïmo, comme ça, qui vient, et les deux, elles sont sur le même titre. Et je peux te garantir que le public, il va pas être déçu, en tout cas, du voyage. Ça va être fort. Ça va être très, très fort. En tout cas, quoi. Next question. I love the idea of the exclusive design of your t-shirt, Comic-Con. Home 2020. The design is awesome. I was totally surprised.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very new for being us, and it was very nice to see that really new design or whatever you call it. Yeah. So it's a different vision for Amaranth, for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's been a little bit on the table, this superhero theme, since the last album. The last album's cover to the Helix album looked a little bit like a Marvel Avengers movie. So I think that some of the designers picked up on this. They came with the suggestion from me and Elise, and we love the design. I haven't seen it in person myself yet, but it's really cool.
I have ordered it. I have ordered one in size small, so I will take a photo and wear it.
Okay. Donc ouais, il y a une nouvelle ligne de merchandising qui est arrivée via Nuclear Blast qui s'appelle le Comic Con, et le t-shirt d'Amarante est vraiment super quoi. Il y a un, ça change complètement de ce qu'ils ont fait habituellement, et on les voit en super héros et tout. Et vraiment, j'ai vraiment flashé dessus quoi. So you will be on tour in Europe next year, in from April to May 2021 with Beyond the Black.
Exactly, that is the plan, to basically do the tour that we're not allowed to or able to do this year. So yeah, that's the plan, and we really hope it's going to happen.
Yeah, Olaf, please. Yeah, we're massively looking forward to it, and we're also crossing our fingers that it will happen, just like Elise said. But at least it gives people a lot more time to get comfortable and familiar with Manifest, so they can sing along to the song.
Ok, et donc en fait il y a une tournée donc l'année prochaine, hein, de avril jusqu'à mai. Il y a beaucoup de dates, notamment je crois qu'il y en a 25-26, quelque chose comme ça, et ils seront en tournée avec Beyond the Black, donc c'est un co-headlining effectivement. Et là-dessus d'ailleurs, je tiens à préciser que Elise a chanté avec Jennifer Abbon sur le titre Wonder Healers, donc dans l'album Horizon, le nouvel album de Beyond the Black. So finally, do you have a message to the audience today?
Yes, we love you guys, stay positive, optimistic I would actually call it. And we are very much looking forward to see you all.
Yeah, merci beaucoup, fans, and everybody that's also listening to this. We love you, and thank you much for staying loyal to Amaranth throughout the years. Thank you, Harag, as well.
Yeah. Donc, tu vois, Olivier, merci encore, Olivier. C'était superbe. Ils sont très heureux. T'as entendu les messages. Donc,
oui.
Je rappelle que bon, sera en tournée donc en Europe. À Paris, ce sera le 16, et à Bordeaux, le 17 avril. Et donc, le nouvel album sort. Ouais, le nouvel album sortira donc le 2 octobre. C'est juste génial, il s'appellera Manifest. Merci encore. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For being a live show today. Yeah, and tonight, the podcast.
Yes.
OK. Merci, Olivier. Tout de suite, on continue en musique avec Viral. C'est sur 213 Rock, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Merci, man.
Exactly.
In a world that is lost on wonder, look around, then you see it's the doubt that we're facing. Starting nation, I know we shall take the power back. The opponents have no choice. We're all apart when the battle that saves is going viral.
Now, in the light of the screen you hide, from the pain that you feel inside, no one cares when we go down. Going up, going viral, hold like a pawn in a long line. As the virus spreads inside. The virus spreads inside. No one's there when we go down.